we have a contract with the oil marketing company. So mm-hmm. they place their order that they want this amount of product. They decide which transporter should transport the product for them. And the transporter is the person who decides which driver should drive their vehicle. So we pay the OMC. The OMC pays the transporter. The transporter pays the driver. Okay? So this private arrangement, I'm not sure MTA can come in and dictate, let's say, to OMCA that be dealing with this transporter. We can't do that. Or a transporter be dealing with this driver. We can't do that. They know how they've engaged themselves. And after their engagement, they know the terms that they arrived at to, as it were, looked at their relationship. And where we hear, say, BB, ABIA, RAC, a certain consent, we can only come in and support. And that is why, in the wisdom of my chief executive, you know, we are establishing that committee to facilitate a certain roundtable discussion so that everybody brings the idea to the table and will find a lasting solution. So the MPA on its own cannot say that because there is this X amount of money appropriated for the payment of services A, then this particular amount of money indeed should be used for the payment of that particular person. No.
No,
is such that you pay to the oil marketing company. The oil marketing company pays to the transporter. The transporter pays his driver. And like I said, no, there are private individuals. Some own two tankers, some own just one tanker.
Mm.
There are oil marketing companies who themselves have their fleet of tanks. Okay, tankers. And so all of this aggregate to form that union and the pool of drivers that we have.
Okay.
So it is a purely private arrangement amongst them.
Okay.
We in MPA are only showing concern because he and him say, their decisions or actions or inactions, you know, to some extent or a larger extent a lot of the time, they were bearing on our expectation because at the end of the day, the immediate person that would be called to question is the Niger Petroleum Authority. And that is why we regularly, and particularly for this chief executive, you know, show you tremendous attention to all of this discussion. And that is how come that he's facilitating the roundtable discussion that has come out with the document. And I think that it should be commendable that Yetimi Anya document, if there are tiny issues around some of the portions, let's not throw all of the effort away.
Okay, all right.
Let's give ourselves a little time and hopefully achieve everything that we want to achieve.
Rakudus, Nkosi Dabeng and a tanker driver, si omunya abutre.
I honestly feel the pain of Mizanya Ono. I do. And said they all cannot. I've been in the meetings, and I know how passionate they are to their cause. And obviously, he as a leader, a lot will be expected of him from his people. But look, I don't know how to belabor this particular issue. But the truth of the matter, and as the arrangement is private. Something that directly relies on the National Petroleum Authority as the regulator, trust my chief executive to take a very bold and decisive action on this particular thing. But because of the complexity of which this whole framework is designed, having to pay the OMC or the OMC having to pay the driver, the owner, and the owner having to pay the driver, it is almost akin to complaints that we sometimes hear in the media of some people having been lowly remunerated by their media owners. But I don't think the National Media Commission or on its own can dictate to Joy FM or Adum FM and say that this is how much you should pay, this is how much you should pay. You can only influence the management to first of all have a feel of the plight of the staff and see how to remunerate them that would be commensurate enough to take care of their basic needs. And It is almost the same situation that here at NPA have found ourselves. But like I said, because the responsibility of the product being across the length and breadth of this country is basically the responsibility of the National Petroleum Authority, we can only try to see how we would get a solution inside as soon as possible. But in between that time and as and when we get there, we can only appeal to your driver and say, look, yes, we feel what we feel.
Okay.
Yes, there has been commitment to getting a solution to it. But the parties involved here who have issues with some of their things, they might not be coming to the table immediately, but certainly will be getting there. Because like Mr. Renu said, they've all accepted to the concept.
Okay.
And that is a very big, giant step towards the end of the solution.
All right.
As we have the discussion, we cannot be sitting down and arrest the transportation of the product to the length and breadth of this country unabated. We ought to have a certain stop to it, get back to the table, and I believe that discussion would have been going on behind the scenes, trying to have the parties to come to the table. Because
Hey,
everybody has something to lose in this particular thing. But the bigger loser probability
we don't want to
Ghana, and that is
country.
Where my concern actually lies.
We don't want to hold the country for ransom.